Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Italian Hero Sandwich on a pizza. Get a large Italian Hero pizza for just $10. Download the app or order at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Memphis is becoming a great bike town, but that won't do you much good unless you have a great bike. So do what I've done and head on down to All About Bikes, a family-owned and operated bike store on Mendenhall. They've got the largest selection of all bikes. It includes kids' bikes, mountain bikes, hybrids. And it's not one of those places that'll make you feel silly if you don't want to spend thousands of dollars. They have 10 different brands with bikes starting at $199 for adults and $99 for kids. Not only that, they got 12 months interest-free financing for qualified buyers. So get out there and start pedaling. Get yourself to All About Bikes. And if you mention you heard about it on the Jeff Calkins Show, you'll get 10% off.
Don't miss all the fun at the Mid-South Fair. Tuesday the 25th, it's 2-for-1 wristbands and a free concert by Ingram Hill and Alan Mac Myers Moore featuring Zach Myers of Shinedown. Get more info at MidSouthFair.com. The Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center, September 20th through September 30th.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listen, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of mission. Every boy you failed to mention. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate.
It's a tough loss. Really proud of our team. Had opportunities, I think, to... come out here with a win. I credit Denver. I'll answer any questions I can. We got to do something. We got to get there. We got to win in some one-on-ones and maybe call up some more blitzes. We got to figure something out. We will.
Rolling with Jason and John. 92.9 FM ESPN, baby. It is September 17th. It is Monday. We're starting a brand new week. And yet, things still the same for the Oakland Raiders.
You two are dastardly. You two are 100% dastardly.
Well.
That was a low move.
Well, I just thought you might want to hear from your head coach.
Is that how it's going to be every week?
No. That's enough right there.
Huh?
That's enough right there.
I don't...
stop it today.
I wasn't even... You know what? I was humble about it last week.
Yeah, you didn't think that was coming, did you?
I said, I'm done talking about the Raiders. If y'all want to be done talking about the Raiders, and yes. Did I say we looked good against Denver? Yes, because we did. I don't know if you guys know, but Derek Carr set a record for completion percentage yesterday. Basically a week after John Gruden calls him out.
Oh, well, that's impressive,
to the
John.
Mat.
That's impressive.
And it was weird. Like, I was watching that game, and I couldn't place it, but it felt like... something was missing. And then I remembered what was missing. And that is a freaking pass rush.
Yeah, you'll see that tonight.
Because we traded our best defensive player.
You can watch him tonight in action, by the way.
Yeah,
Chicago Bears, real team be playing tonight.
Yeah, that man now plays for the Chicago Bears.
We'll end it there. We don't need to give you any more grief. You're on 0-2 Street. You may as well just purchase a house there, John. Because I think you're going to stay winless for a while.
Who is this guy? It's so crazy.
That sounds like a different Gruden, an enthusiastic one. The one you got right now, yeah, he sounds tired.
He does. It's been two games, John. You're signed up for 10 years, pal. Yeah,
all right, that's all the grief I'll give you about your Raiders.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, as long as you give credit to where credit's due, and that's to Ben and his Titans.
Why would you stipulate that? Why on earth?
Because I feel like you're incapable of it.
They got a good win. I mean, they got a win. I mean, that, frankly... they should not have won that game. I mean, they were missing three tackles. Their starting quarterback was out. So I give them credit. They won a tough game. Now, it did take a fake pass for a touchdown.
It's all right. It worked.
And again, I still maintain that's the most creative thing they've done in a decade, because it is. But they got the win, and I give you guys full credit for getting that win against a Texans team that's underachieving.
Now everything's out on the table. Everybody can move forward.
Yeah. So lots to get to on the show today. Very excited about it. At 11:25, we are going to catch up. See, because on Friday, we had the Hampton family in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was here, mom, dad, younger brother. We got the whole Hampton family experience. But it was like the Raiders. There was just something missing. And that was RJ. And so we figured, well, we can't have mom, dad, and younger brother and then not have RJ and mm-hmm. complete the Hampton, you know, what a circle, as it were. So RJ is going to join us fresh off his official visit to the University of Memphis in the very next segment.
Outstanding.
As you guys know, he is a 2020 top five guard nationally, visited over the weekend with Jalen Green. They had a lot going on that visit.
Dude, Jason Tatum was over there, John. I saw you tweeting about it.
Jason Tatum was there. I mean, hell, I'm impressed.
Me too.
You know, like the fact that he would be in town.
Now, we know he's got Memphis ties, but still, you got him in there. He's playing pickup with the guys, and you're here for an official visit, and Jason Tatum's there.
I saw some people, tweeting, because after obviously I was the first to bring this news to the world.
Were you first, really? Can you really take credit for that? Were you first?
Yes.
All right.
News leader.
Shouldn't have doubted you.
Marconi nominated, ever bubbling. Fully charged.
Memphis most finest.
Memphis most. So we got a description, and so from this point forward, I will be known as fully charged. You're cool. I'm fully charged. You like that? I like that. I was actually
very nice.
I thought those descriptions were appropriate. But anyway, I didn't like that people were trying to like excuse the Jason Tatum appearance at the Memphis facility because he has ties here. No, he doesn't really have any ties to the University of Memphis. And that staff still got him over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're Jalen Green, I mean, you just watched, 4 months ago, you just watched Jason Tatum put LeBron James on a freaking poster.
Dunk on that man. Fearless.
And now you're in the gym with him at Memphis.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? You're going, for Jalen Green and RJ Hampton.
It just adds to the appeal of Memphis. It's like, oh, my God, like Penny's getting stuff done.
It's popping, as the kids say.
Absolutely. So it was a hell of a weekend for Memphis basketball recruiting. We're going to catch up with RJ Hampton, talk to him about all of that and more at 11:25. 12:25, we're going to be joined like we are every single Monday by Jason Fitz. He is, of course, host of Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio. So we will talk to him about college football. College football weekend.
Also a resident on 012 Street right there with you.
Yeah, it's always good on Mondays because I'm going to come in with an L. And so it's always nice on Mondays to have somebody to share in that mm-hmm. misery with. But here's the thing. Like, it's not that miserable because I'm getting money. Like, I'm getting rich off this. So it's one of those things. I'm conflicted.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Stop.
Be ashamed of yourself.
That's so stupid.
It was
with your little excuses.
It was the only...
Oh, I'm making money off of it.
But I bet they were going to be bad, so it's okay.
It was the only chance I had at any joy out of this Raider season this mm-hmm. year.
As I told you, you need to take that new money you're going to win for the Raiders being so bad, you put it in the collection plate
that
at a new
church. That defeats the purpose.
No.
That defeats
the purpose. We got to get there. We got to win in some one-on-ones and maybe call up some more blitzes.
yeah.
We got to figure something out.
That man sounded lost.
He did. Like, he doesn't know what to do.
It's been 10 years.
But anyway, we're going to talk to Jason Fitz about college football and NFL at 12:25. Fitz Magic, are you kidding me? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is saying to Jameis Winston, don't worry about coming back.
Man.
Because you ain't got no job, dog.
DeSean Jackson letting him wear his clothes.
I mean, he's won the locker room over.
Clearly. That's what I'm saying. That's symbolic.
If DeSean Jackson is letting you wear his clothes and his chains, dog.
It's your team now.
It is your team. You're the captain now.
DeSean Jackson from Compton. He just don't give any man his jewelry and his shirt.
Especially a white man.
From Harvard.
I mean, it's just true. It's just true.
He owns the locker room now.
Yes, he does. So we will talk to Jason Fitz about that at 12:25. And then at 1:25, we're looking very forward to this. As you guys probably know, North Texas got a big win over Arkansas this weekend.
It's hard not to be proud.
It is hard not to be proud. One of the best plays of the year, if not the best play of the year. There was a fake fair catch punt return for a touchdown. Arkansas thought that the returner had called for a fair catch. I guess because he jumped a little bit, because he kind of did like the...
Man, did he not make some kind of hand move? I won't spend too much time on this, but it looked like his hands moved a little bit, just not above his head.
I did not see a hand move that would constitute a fair catch signal.
It was just the stopping that faked Arkansas.
Like he caught the ball, he just kind of hopped. Everybody's like walking off the field.
He even started walking off the field.
Oh,
I know.
And then he turned the burners on. Well, touchdown.
I suspect that play was drawn up by Ren Baker.
Oh, it's absolutely genius. And yes, Ren Baker is the athletic director at North Texas now. And he's a former deputy AD at the University of Memphis. So we're going to have on Ren at 11:25. It is going to be his first appearance on, that's 11:25. I meant 1:25.
Yeah, yeah, I want to mess with you on that. I was shaking my head because the man goes in there, gets signs for $1 million. That's what Arkansas paid for them to come in there into Fayetteville. Gets the money and the win, John.
And you get the money and you get the win. So we're going to talk to Ren Baker at 1:25 about that situation, that win, his time at Memphis. Lots to talk to Ren Baker about at 1:25, looking forward to it. We have a lot to get to on the show today, including I heard an interesting dinner took place last night.
Oh, you're going to report that.
I'm going to put it out there. I mean,
good.
You say report that, I feel like, you know, I feel like that gives...
Is that too strong?
I'm just going
to... Should we say hearing?
Yeah, like, I mean, let's put a hearing in front of it, because I don't want to put myself in that spot. But I did get I trust the source. Like, I trust who told me. But I heard that the Grizzlies general manager had a very interesting dinner with a certain somebody last night.
Oh, John.
At Roost Chris. Well,
that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, there is something afoot.
I'm quietly excited.
There is something afoot.
Tubby.
So we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But we wanted to start with, frankly, disrespect. Disrespect being shown around the country.
Yep.
Toward the University of Memphis football program. And specifically...
You're absolutely right, John.
Specifically, the running back we did not make a song about. So maybe we have added to the disrespect.
Yeah.
Maybe we are in some way responsible.
Careful on that. We took a shot.
And you did say at the end of the song, I like Daryl Henderson too.
Two Tigers players got named in that song, John. I mean, we like to focus it on one. Last year's Riley. This year's Pat Taylor. But what did we do at the end?
You said I like Daryl Henderson too.
I did. That's right, I did.
Well, I mean, I was kind of letting you run.
Well, I like Daryl Henderson, too. Yeah, that's strong. This is a sign that I knew what was coming.
You make him sound like the third-string running back when you say that.
I like Daryl Henderson, too. Just want to make sure that we didn't forget.
Thank you.
Because the kid is special, as we saw Friday night.
Daryl Henderson is the leading rusher in America, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead and say that again.
Daryl Henderson is the leading rusher in America.
I like Daryl Henderson too.
Damn. Like he is not second. He's not the third leading rusher.
Like, you're talking about taking pride in Ren Baker and North Texas win. Now, this is something you take pride in. The Tigers leading the nation in rushing.
With 521 yards on 36 attempts. And it ain't even just a per yard, it ain't even just a per carry. Like, it's overall. He is the leading rusher in the United States of America. Had 233 yards against Georgia State on 14 attempts.
14.
Two touchdowns. This is a week after putting up 212 yards on 13 carries and three touchdowns against Navy last week. And obviously, he is the best running back to come through the University of Memphis since D'Angelo Williams. That is a given. Curtis Steele had a good career. He was a good running back, but I mean, Daryl Henderson is a better back.
The second, I got the stat nugget right here, is the second FBS player in the last 15 seasons with multiple games of 200 plus yards on 15 or fewer carries in a game. The only other player to accomplish that feat was Arizona's Khalil Tate last season, also in back-to-back games. John, it's how few carries he's doing this on.
Right.
That is so impressive.
Now,
I mean, he's a home run waiting to happen.
He is. And I know people will point to the opposition. I understand that.
Well, you have to.
But every Heisman candidate, every Heisman winner has one or two games against the same level of opponents.
Amen.
That's the way it goes.
And what else is he supposed to do? He's done everything with the opportunity.
I mean,
hadn't been slowed one bit.
His second best game was on the road at Navy. So,
when you're doing it on this few carries, I think it takes away some of that sort of, well, look at who he's doing. Again, it's not 25, 30 carries.
No question about that.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
So it didn't kill the argument about they played two weak opponents. No, you know,
I think it adds to it when you throw in that yards per carry.
Yeah, and by the way, Memphis beat Georgia State over the week. You mentioned they beat Georgia State 59-22. I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah, you said everything about the final.
Yeah, our bet. I don't think we're going to have our gambling guy on again. I mean, I don't think he's going to make a return.
Well, he shouldn't.
He was
the
awful.
Way he disrespected.
He was wrong on Memphis. He was wrong on the balls. I don't think the balls covered.
Now I told you going into this before him picking Memphis against the spread is just tricky.
It is.
Now he fell for it. I'm done. I told you that's part of the reason why we retired.
Exactly. We did retire.
Well, I need to come back.
But that's going to be one of the themes of this college football season. Like ever since we lost less, like are we going to be able to identify,
man,
you know, another gambling guru?
Because you were terrible. We should have just kept going with me. I mean, I was 5-3. It wasn't awful. You were awful.
I was 4-4.
This guy, I'm not even going to repeat his name. He was the guy you brought on so bad Friday.
Man, no, he was god awful.
Daniel, damn Daniel,
David, but
Clay, damn David.
It doesn't matter what his name is, as The Rock would say. But yeah, like to your point though about the how impressive it is, you know, he is in a committee. Frankly, like he's not getting 25-30 carries a game. He's sharing those carries with Patrick Taylor Jr.
Right.
And he is still the leading rusher in the United States of America. So if you look at the second leading rusher, it's Jonathan Taylor. He's from Wisconsin.
Which took the L this weekend.
He has 515 yards on 77 attempts.
Wow.
And 5 rushing touchdowns. Darrell Henderson has 521 yards on 36 attempts.
Yeah.
And 6 touchdowns. And he's got a receiving touchdown to boot. And the fact that, like, here's why we mentioned disrespect. Darrell Henderson is not being talked about enough.
Mm-mm. He was not even on the list this weekend I saw of Heisman hopefuls. Again, not any kind of this was on ESPN, and they had the guy you just mentioned from Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor. Well, they've got a loss as well. They did this that this weekend. You saw BYU come in there and beat them. And so, no, it was a look. I'm not telling you that Darrell Henderson right now is your Heisman winner. I mean Look, Tua Tagovailoa down in Alabama is the best player in the country. Like, there's no question about it. I'm not telling you that Darrell Henderson's the Heisman Trophy winner. What I'm telling you is he should be on lists.
Yes.
Lists like ESPN put out this weekend that says hopefuls, he should be on that. I mean, again, I would go back to the yards per carry. Look at the difference. What are the carries again? Jonathan Taylor, what, 70-something you said?
77 with 515 yards and 5 touchdowns. Darrell Henderson.
Beating him out.
36.
On 36
521.
Carries.
And another touchdown.
He should be on the list.
And a receiving game. This is just about credit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying Darrell Henderson is even close to being a Heisman favorite, but you can't sit there and tell me with a straight face that given what he has done, that he deserves to be on. He deserves to be on the list. Yeah. He deserves to be on
the early season list.
It's a long list, but he's done enough at this point to merit that.
And speaking of doing enough, did you see me in the film room this weekend when I was breaking him down? And wasn't just those long touchdown runs he had, was it?
I had to, you know, sometimes you have to, like, zoom in. You have to squeeze your iPhone.
Yeah, that's real funny. Yeah,
because I was like, what is that? Is that like that was like one of the first HD TVs they rolled out. That joint might be plasma. Is that a plasma?
You're talking about my TV.
Yeah.
Why did you and the one girl on Twitter focus on the TV, what kind of TV I had?
Well, I didn't focus. I mean, I knew about it, so it was not new to me.
Why couldn't you focus on what was on the television and what I was breaking down, John, the film that I was breaking down?
It is a 32-inch TV.
It is. In a back room. It's in a closet. It's not the main TV. Get over yourselves, people. You try to be so funny all the time.
Wow. I mean,
it was you and this girl giving me trouble on Twitter about the size of my TV.
I'm trying
to show you what Darrell Henderson, how selfless this man is.
Is this the man cave TV?
Right now it is in Raleigh.
Oh, Bennett.
You get stuck on the wrong stuff.
Bennett, back me up on this. Your TV and your man cave cannot be any less than 48 inches. Your TV in your man cave has to be at least 48 inches.
Dude, I told you it's not even a man cave anymore. My wife is back there every night with me. It's not even an official man cave. I don't even claim it as an official man cave anymore.
Yes, you do.
It's a husband-wife cave every night. She's in there with me.
And it should be 64 inches.
Yeah, man.
Again, I'm moving. You guys are focused on the wrong thing. Talk about Darrell Henderson's selflessness in this Tigers running game right now.
But that one has nothing to do with the other. Anyway, do you promise you're going to upgrade? Do you promise? You promise you're going to get a bigger TV?
Will you stop spending my money, fool? I see you coming to work with a different truck every day. I'm sick of it.
All right, man. Anyway, what did you find in the film? What did you identify?
I identified that Daryl Henderson isn't just all about himself. I identified right now how well this run game's working, John. Not just Daryl Henderson hitting home runs for you. I think the runs were 54, 61 yards, the touchdowns on Friday night. John, he's involved in the blocking when he's already got 350 yards rushing.
Yeah.
He's out there mangling people, and that's what I want to show you.
That's right.
That's another reason why he should be on this Heisman list.
Well, that's what we liked about Anthony Miller, right?
At least the hopefuls. Yes. Willing to do the dirty work.
Right.
And I think it's just symbolic of the type of the kind of guys that they're raising over there right now.
Now,
guys are willing to do it all. Not just get all the highlights and all the love for the long touchdown runs. Guys are willing to go block for the guys behind them.
Our listeners have weighed in and said your man cave is more like a she shed.
Bennett, when you laugh, you encourage it.
I'm just saying, like, it really does. Just with how far technology has come,
you two have
got it.
It's like the Zapruder film. It's like, how the hell did you see what Daryl Henderson? How did you even know it was him?
Exactly.
I'd like to apologize to the Memphis coaching staff today. On a day when you guys should be in a lot of love, particularly with what you're doing with that running game, these two clowns right here want to talk about the size of my TV and my she shed in Raleigh. Real funny.
All right,
today was a day to give Memphis credit, John.
All right, no.
And you two have made it a day to give Jason hell.
Fine.
Why?
Here's what
you're 0-2, and what are you? You barely got by. You're 1-1 with your little professional football teams. Neither one of y'all should be giving me any grief.
All right, look.
Back off.
Here's what I'll say. I think you agree with me on this. I think now that we've gotten a three-game sample size,
yes,
Memphis needs to understand who it is and what it does well and be that for the rest of the season.
Yeah, Brady White looked all too good, too, yesterday.
Or Friday, excuse me. But when he's been up against a Division I opponent, like, you know, it hasn't gone well. So
you know where I'm at on this. So
I would
you're
say
you're coming closer to where I'm at.
Memphis is a great – I'm going to use the word great. They are a great team when they are run-oriented.
Man, that run game is special right now.
When they try to mix it up and do too much through the air.
Well, you got to do a little bit of that. That's part of the run success right now.
When you run the ball, like they've been running the ball against Mercer, and, you know, like it's supposed to make things easier for the quarterback.
Yes.
And so as long as they are understand, and I'm sure, like, Mike's in there, he knows, you know, but I would just kind of like, I wouldn't concede it, but I would just try to accentuate and put that team in the best position to win by just shoving the ball down the opponent's throats. And I think if you do that and don't worry about the rest, you're going to win a lot more games than you lose, period, point blank.
I mean, it's very easy said, right? You can control that clock with this run game, and that'd be a wise thing to do in this AAC where you've got so many explosive offenses, right? It's helping your defense out when your offense can be on the field for a long time. Here's the one thing that kind of runs counter to that. Is Henderson such a home run hitter? Your drive could be over like this. And it's certainly no fault of his own. You want him to go score to go. But in Norvell's defense there, you know what I'm saying, in terms of and he does know it. I think that's why you've seen that they're going back to it. They realize it. You know, that run game's doing so well now. But no, to that point, dude, you might not be able to control the clock because of the way Daryl Henderson's running the ball
right now.
I mean, as crazy as it sounds,
right,
the guy, and I put it, I mean, this weekend, he's a walking long touchdown run. It's pretty amazing. And he's not just scoring the touchdowns. You saw he's doing everything. He's blocking. He's catching passes out of the backfield. He's something else. You know, at was he 5'9", 200?
5'9", 200.
About the same size as D'Angelo?
Roughly, yeah.
Why couldn't he play in the NFL?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Why can't Daryl Henderson be in the NFL? Looks to me like one does it all.
He's got the speed.
Got that by a mile.
He's got the speed.
That's what he's got a lot of.
And, you know, you look at the NFL. Now, the only thing I would worry about would be durability. Like, he's not going to be I don't see him as a three-down back in today's NFL.
We have not seen him be a back that, you know, gets the 25 to 30 yards a carry and gets that kind of.
Because they've got Patrick Taylor.
Exactly.
But
can he
be a third down back? Can he be like an Austin Eckler, like in L.A., like the Chargers running back? Sure, why not? Corey Clement, why
like
not?
My guy Cohen in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he definitely has a future.
Does it all.
In the NFL.
Got hands, can block, and can run that ball, got the speed to go with it.
And all we're saying is that he deserves a little bit more love.
Same size as D'Angelo. D'Angelo played 11 years.
Yeah. I agree. So the good run of running backs continues.
It's
for
fun watching him right now.
University of Memphis, now 2-1 on the season. All right, when we come back, it was also a great weekend for Memphis basketball R.J. Hampton and Jalen Green, both consensus top five players in the class of 2020, were on campus on official visits, their first of their high school careers. So we're going to catch up with R.J. Hampton himself in the next segment. We're going to ask about how the visit went, if he's ready to commit, what he learned. Lots to get to with R.J. Hampton. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. See why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Get $8,800 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock, equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light duty pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. On 20% inventory of 2019 model year Ram 1500 models as of 9/5/18 while dealer stock lasts. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2,300 Bighorn package value. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1.
It's officially football season. Lots of tailgating, lots of time on the couch watching games. And if you're like me, you like to spend a chunk of your weekends in front of a TV sipping drinks. And if you're like me, the drink you're going to be sipping is going to feature New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about New Amsterdam Vodka for years. It's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and the newest flavor, grapefruit. So if you haven't tried grapefruit yet, be sure to grab a bottle next time you're out. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, in a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Fact is, 78% of people live paycheck to paycheck. And if those paychecks stop, your family could find trouble. That's why Allstate offers monthly income term life insurance, which pays out like a monthly paycheck. So your family can keep buying food for this.
This is great, Mom.
Cleats for this. Or even this. Now that you know the truth, are you in good hands?
Allstate Monthly Income Term is a term life insurance policy issued by Allstate Assurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois, subject to availability and qualifications.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on French Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends, featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Want lower loan rates, a better checking account, and fewer fees? Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. We precision like the bullet, target bound. Just live
all right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And on Friday, we had the entire Hampton family without RJ. So we figured, you know what, we can't have mom and dad and younger brother without completing it and having RJ. And RJ Hampton, top five consensus guard in the class of 2020 who visited Memphis, joins us now. RJ, what's going on, man?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Man, doing well.
Everything is good. Your family is, they're one of a kind. It was a real treat to have them in studio. What's it like kind of growing up in the Hampton family?
I mean, it's great growing up in Hampton family. A lot of basketball, a lot of fun. And my dad's always fun. My mom's always fun. So it's just really laid back, and I like it a lot.
Yeah. So let's talk about the visit itself. You and Jalen, both top prospects in the class 2020, decided to take your first official visits to Memphis together. What'd you think?
I love Memphis. It was great. Coach Penny, Coach Mike Miller, Coach Sam Mitchell. Those three really took me under the wing and showed me around a lot and showed me how they do it, and it was just a great experience.
How smooth is Penny, RJ, compared to other college coaches you've talked to? I'm just imagining him with a lot of sauce, maybe some Gucci in the room. Just how smooth is Penny?
Nah, he's real smooth. He kind of has a little swag about himself. Yeah. I mean, when he walks on campus, it's, he can't basically. He's a legend around there.
But your parents were telling us that it's not about him, right? That it's not him telling you what he did as much as it is what he wants to do for you. Is that kind of the vibe you got from him, that he's not telling you all about his career and that kind of thing? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you never would bring up his career at Memphis and his career in the NBA, he would never tell you. He just focused on what he could do to get me and get other guys to the next level. And I mean, when he's around campus, people ask for pictures every 5-10 seconds. He never says no. He's just a fun-loving guy, fun, laid-back dude.
Now, you're in the class of 2020, so Penny played, you know, a long time, probably before you were paying super close attention, you know, to the NBA. I'm just curious, RJ, how familiar, you know, were you coming into this of Penny's, you know, game in the NBA? Like, had you seen Penny highlights? Do you remember any of Penny the player at all?
For a long time growing up, you guys, my parents, Penny was one of my favorite players. I mean, at one point, I would just sit on YouTube and watch his highlights because, I mean, it was kind of around the eighth grade when I started to hit a little growth spurt, and I was starting to get taller than most of the point guards in my grade, and I knew he was the biggest point guard, him and Magic Johnson, that I've ever seen, so I just wanted to kind of model my game after his.
So in terms of, you know, I'm sure you come to Memphis, you know, you're there in Texas, you probably don't know too much of what to expect. What was something or some things about the city and about the university that you didn't know that you learned while you were here?
What I didn't know is because of Penny and Coach Mike Miller and the guys that they're bringing in, that the games are going to be almost sold out packed this year at the FedEx Forum. I mean, it holds 18,000. He was telling me they've already sold 16,000 season tickets.
What was most wow? What was most important to you, RJ, on the visit? What questions did you want answered most?
When I go on visits and when I'm talking to people, I mean, I'm kind of a guy that just kind of sits back and listens, and I feel like listening is you can find the real answer before you ask a question. So I didn't ask a lot of questions, but I took everything in. And the thing that most stood out to me is just the skill development that they do with their guys. I mean, as a point guard, I want to be able to play defense. My three main things is play defense, find the open man, and shoot the three. Shoot the ball at a high percentage. That's what I feel like a point guard is. That a point guard needs to do. And then with Penny being a defensive problem at that height of the point guard position, he can tell me how to play the pick and roll. He can tell me how to defend smaller, faster guys. Yeah. And then with his vision, I mean, he knows all about that, where to find guys, knowing who's capable of what. And then the shooting aspect, I don't think it gets much better than Coach Mike Miller.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to RJ Hampton, consensus top five guard, who was on campus at the University of Memphis over the weekend, along with number one player in the country, Jalen Green.
You're from Texas. I know what the pitch is locally. I know what Penny and the coaching staff would say to, you know, the James Wisemans of the world, you know, guys who grew up around Memphis. But what is their pitch to you?
Their pitch to me is really just a great town in Memphis, Tennessee, that they'll help me get better and reach my full potential while having the town behind your back, coming to every game, supporting, and just kind of the program is real family oriented. That's what I really liked about it.
Did you kind of set up the James Wiseman coming over? I mean, like, are y'all tight like that? You guys have to know, you sit the city into a frenzy when you guys post that picture. I mean, just the idea of all three of you, you know, whether you end up playing together or not, but going to Memphis, and the idea of you all three going to Memphis sent people crazy. How did that happen?
To be honest, me and James, we're real cool. I mean, James played on me with the U16 USA team, and then mm-hmm. he would have played on me with the U17 team, but he had injuries. And to be honest, I didn't even know he was coming. I knew it was me and Jalen, and then I walked on campus. I walked in the gym, and he was sitting right there. And then we were like, why not take a picture and post of what could be.
Now, your parents were telling us you wanted to work out the whole time, man, that you're a gym rat. You've been telling us about development, man, but you were like, you wanted to get a workout in?
Yeah, I mean, I woke up at, I think, like 6:30 every morning while I was there just to work out. Because, I mean, I don't like...
That's you.
The one thing I don't like about, like doing is going on a visit and, like, just visiting the campus the whole time. And, like, not, I feel like I'm missing something when I don't work out.
What did you think of the facility? I mean, you've been around. You haven't done... This is obviously your first official, but you have done some unofficials. How does the facility stack up with some other places that you might have seen?
Oh, the facility is top notch. The facility is great. I mean, they have the practice court. Their locker room is sweet. They're getting a game room in their locker room. I mean, the coaches' offices are super nice. Coach Penny's office is basically a whole apartment.
Wow. So you go on the visit too, and Tatum's there too? Jason Tatum's there?
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't know he was coming. Going into the visit, and Coach Penny was like, I think Jason Tatum's going to come up here like tomorrow. And I was like, what? Like, that's crazy.
Your dad was telling us when we had him on Friday that as soon as y'all got back from the visit that you were going to want to commit to the University of Memphis, but he was going to have to tell you to pump the brakes. Is that the case? Like, did you come back and you were like, I'm ready to pull the trigger, and you had to just, you know, it's so in the process. Like, how are you feeling?
Coming back, I was just telling my parents how much I liked it and how much I could see myself playing for Memphis. But like my parents say, it's a long process. I still have a whole nother year, basically. And I know I'm going to go on a visit. My other official visits whenever I do, and maybe feel the same way or maybe not. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just have to, once I get all my officials done, I can really sit down and really think about what I like the most.
Now, how close are you and Jalen? I mean, obviously, you guys decided to take the visit together. Is it one of the... A lot of guys say they want to play together, but with you and Jalen, like, is that something that y'all are serious about, or it's kind of one of those things where if it happens, it happens. If not.
I would say we are serious about playing together. I mean, but at the same time, you could still say if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But me and Jalen, we've been super close for about 2 years now. I call him one of my best friends. Our parents are tight. I mean, we just kind of, when we go to USA, we kind of just flock together. That's my guy. So when we were thinking about doing the official visit, we were like, might as well go together, might as well see if we could see ourselves playing for the University of Memphis at the same time with each other.
Did you have a chance at all to play with the current roster? Did y'all play pickup at all?
We did play pickup, yeah.
What'd you think? Like, who stood out?
To me, who stood out was Tyler Harris.
Really? What was he just, like, lighting it up?
Yeah, he's just, like, lightning quick. I mean, I came into Memphis knowing if we played pickup, I wanted to guard him because, I mean, that's, like Coach Miller was saying, that's elite speed. That's some guys in the NBA, point guards, don't have the speed he has. I mean, that's God-gifted speed. So I just wanted to really match up with him and play against him while I was there, and it was fun. He's great.
Did he surprise you? I heard, RJ, that he had some kind of crazy half where it was like 31 or 38. Was it like that? Did he have a night like a day like that?
He was cooking. He was cooking.
Hey, RJ, man, I can't tell you how much we appreciate the time. And
Much appreciate the time, brother.
Keep us updated, and best of luck with the rest of the process.
Glad
man.
You enjoyed
appreciate
it.
The time.
Enjoy the process.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is RJ Hampton, consensus top five player in the country. What an impressive young man.
Well, I think we had
an idea
that he was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that is that's a kid that has his head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can tell.
You know where it comes from. That family question. That we had in here Friday. Man, they were
And if you're a Memphis fan and you hear all that, I mean, you got to feel good about it. I mean, because like we said on Friday, I mean, we kind of got the idea on Friday, you know, Memphis is going to be in it until the end with him.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the ties that family has.
Yeah, and how glowingly they speak of the staff. You know, just hearing him talk about, like, he remembers things that Mike Miller said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that sticks out to me. Like, he's committed those things to memory, you know, and he remembers what Penny tells him about development. Because I would think if you're a prospect, that stuff would tend to glaze over.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I thought going into this, that as juniors, these guys obviously doing it for the first year, they can take officials. He seemed mature beyond his years.
Yep.
Some of that's going to be from having the background that he has. His
yep.
father played and was recruited. He told us about it. But
yep.
Seems very further along in the process
Absolutely.
Than most juniors you talk to that
Absolutely.
Are just getting started. You know what I mean?
You know, I'll be honest. Like,
when you're ranked that high, too, that's part of it. It's been coming for a while.
I don't know who they are after in the 2020 class. I mean, I can't imagine there are many guys in front of RJ Hampton. But, like, I'm just being honest. When you hear him talk, he sounds like a Duke kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just sounds like a kid that would go to Duke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I can see that.
He just kind of has that personality, yeah. that DNA. He's very heady, you know, heady point guard. But Memphis is going to fight for him. And
I'm looking forward to that fight.
Certainly a good sign that they got him in on that official visit. And it sounded like it went very well. So there you go. That is RJ Hampton, consensus top five player in the country in 2020. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My life has been changed. Why? Because of a Peter Millar sweatshirt from O'Call. See, for the longest time, I carried a ratty old sweatshirt in my car for those days when you need another layer to deal with a Memphis air conditioning. Then I said to myself, why have a ratty old sweatshirt when I can have a beautiful Peter Millar sweatshirt? It's a sky blue with that miraculous soft wickaway fabric, and it gives me pleasure every time I put it on. That's what the best clothes can do, make you feel better about yourself and the day ahead. And that's the kind of clothing you'll find at O'Call, where they've been selling comfort and quality since 1859. And they do it with the kind of thoughtful, comfortable, and friendly service that you can expect from people who live in Memphis, who are invested in Memphis, and who relate to customers like the neighbors they are. So go into O'Call and check out the Peter Millar sweatshirts and everything else too. The best news is, now that the season is changing, you'll be able to wear that beautiful outerwear on those crisp fall days as well. Let O'Call change your life, or at least make it a little more stylish and comfortable.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Do you know where the first auto show of the season is? This year, it's right here in Memphis. Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, Friday the 21st through Sunday the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, high-end luxury vehicles. Take a test drive right at the show. Plenty of free parking. Discount coupons available at MAPCO, MAPCO Express, and at MemphisAutoShow.com. It's the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd. Fun for the whole family.
eat, drink, play, and watch sports all under one roof with today's Perks deal. A $50 gift card to Dave & Buster's for only $30. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Coming up on lunchtime, you should go see them. They're located at 5699 Mount Moriah and 7199 Stage Road for those of you that are on the Bartlett, Raleigh side of town. Two great locations. Third one coming down at FedEx Forum. Same great chicken, same fantastic premium flavors at all of them. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, there's. I mean, it just depends on what kind of mood you're in. You know, I say that time and time again, and it's true. They have the best flavors in Memphis, the widest variety of flavors in Memphis. Got the 901. They got this Honey Suicide. They got standard hot. They got Nashville hot. They got every kind of flavor that you could possibly dream of out there at the Wing Guru.
Billy was in Nashville, looked like to me, this weekend, getting him a Titans victory. You know,
yeah,
he's a season ticket holder.
I got the text.
Congrats to Billy and congrats to Bennett and the Titans faithful. Tighten up.
Mm-hmm. I was at the Wing Guru yesterday to celebrate.
Well, there you go. Bennett was doing it the right way with the Wing Guru. You should do it that way, too. And again, down at FedEx Forum starting in October, be down there for all Tigers and Grizzlies games. You can go get you some. When you see Billy Richmond, tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Can we go ahead and just count R.J. Hampton as a class of 2020 commit, or do we just want to wait for him to make it official?
Man, you try. He said, man, your dad said you feel like committing, so
I mean, I
clear the floor for you.
It was a fair question.
That's no, what... it was. I'm proud of you, man. you gave it your best shot. You gave him your pitch. An impressive young man, though.
I gotta tell you, like,
say the least.
It's just true. Like, we, you know, Trenton Watford was very impressive.
Yes, he was. You're right. That was a good one.
But
Trenton was awesome.
But R.J. Hampton, and, you know, I'll say the same thing. I mean, he sounds like a kid who has his priorities straight. The fact that he, you know, he listed things that he wants to get better at and what he wants to be. Like, it sounds like he's got that almost in a PowerPoint presentation.
Exactly. Three roles of point guard.
Yeah, he wants to defend. Yeah. He wants to, you know, be able to find, you know, with his vision, the open man. And he wants to shoot the ball at a high percentage. These are things he all wants to – these are all skills he wants to develop, and these are all skills he feels like the University of Memphis staff can help him develop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because
– kind of broke that down with Penny
did.
And the passing angles, Mike with the shooting part of it.
I mean, if yeah. And that's the thing, and that is certainly part of the attraction at the University of Memphis. If you are a basketball player that wants to do high-level things, well, you've got a guy in Mike Miller who still hasn't technically retired, and you got Penny Hardaway who was – you know, one of the most physically, you know, dominant point guards of his generation.
Violently athletic.
Violently athletic. Yeah, absolutely. And he'll still give you the business in one-on-one. He played Jason Tatum one-on-one. Do you think Penny won?
No.
But I bet I bet it was close.
Did you see Jason Tatum dunk on LeBron last year?
I did. I did see
now
that.
Now, ask me that question again.
Do you think Penny won?
No.
Penny hater.
Come on. Penny, 40-something years old, 47? Benny, am I right? I'm close. And I'm sure you know what happens when you're 47. You use your old man game. You back a guy like that down in the post. Problem is, Tatum's not weak. You seen him? He spent all offseason getting bigger and bigger. To that point, I'd like to say something, though, going back to the RJ interview and the staff. I'm going to be real honest with you guys. I'm impressed by the staff and this part of it. We've said how impressed we are, but I'm really impressed with this aspect. You know, I figured when Penny got this gig, a lot of it was going to be, remember who I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was a hell of a player, like first team NBA. You know, I thought he would have to some degree, because to your point, John, I mean, these kids he's recruiting aren't his age. Now, we know, because we've laid it out, he's been tied to a lot of them for the last couple of years because he's been coaching on the AAU level. He bumps into them all the time. We talked about how close he is with RJ's dad, who coached in the AAU as well. But, John, I think when I saw those early, you know, after the press conference, we talked about it. Those first couple of weeks where Penny's kind of tweeting out the hey, we're working. Nobody's going to outwork us. Up long days. You know, Ben's got the drop. You know, we're kind of showing us what he intended to do, you know, early on. And I think as a result of seeing that stuff, right, trying to prove it to us, I envisioned or kind of thought about some of his talks with kids that would be like, me, right? Come play for me. I was great in the NBA. I'm going to make you great in the NBA.
Yep.
So to hear RJ's family, both mom and dad, on Friday, come out and unequivocally say, it ain't even about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what he can do for your son. And we've heard it from others. Mm-hmm. We've heard it from others, too, that the NBA stuff, look, that's part of his past. And, yeah, it's going to help you, right? Because, you know, that knowledge, how could it not?
Right.
But, John, I thought they'd be selling a lot of us. We got Mike Miller. He's one of the best shooters ever.
Yep.
Sam Mitchell, former. You know what I mean? Look at our careers. And so to hear that it's more about the work we can do for you, that's where I go back to I'm impressed, because I'm being real honest here. I thought, first time coaching college, first time, you know, your first time through, you know, you'd be, hey, I'm Penny Hardaway.
No doubt.
But he hadn't had to do that. It's more about the work. I'm impressed by that.
Yeah, I am too. And the other thing that I mentioned that I was impressed by, like the fact that he committed those specific things that both Penny and Mike said to him to memory. I would imagine in the course of a weekend that you're kind of just...
A lot of people telling you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like you're just kind of running through it. You got a million different people pulling you in a million different directions. The fact that this kid kind of, like I said, committed them to memory is a great sign for Memphis.
A top five kid in the country.
Absolutely. This is not a top 20, top 40.
All he's heard for the last 2-3 years, John, is what people can do for him.
Absolutely.
Right, so to your point, you know, singling that out.
No doubt.
And committing it to memory. Some of these guys just goes in one ear and out the other after a while. And I realize he's getting started in the process. But to your point, you remember the ones you care about.
Oh, yeah. You make time for the people that you want to make time for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, if you're out there and you're listening right now and you like this girl and every time you try to make plans with her, she says she's got to work or she's got to study or something, like, it ain't that. It ain't possible for her to have to do something every single time you ask her. It's just that she doesn't like you enough to make time for you. I'm just trying to help you out. Now you're out there driving around.
Man, why are you looking at me like you're saying that to me?
Because
I mean, that sounded so concrete. Like you got a real friend you're trying to tell that to. And
no, I mean, I think there are a lot of gentlemen out there who need to hear that advice. I mean, it's just, you make time.
Ben, where did that come from?
Is it wrong?
Is
it wrong? Do you make time for the people that you want to make time for?
No, that part's right.
Everybody's got stuff to do. Everybody's got, you know.
Strange analogy from a married man.
Because it was coming from Penny and Mike, he'll remember it. If it came from
100%.
You know, Brad Underwood, would you remember it? No, you don't care.
I barely remember where Brad coaches.
You can't. You can't even name the Oklahoma State coach right now.
We've been through this. So, I'm not going to do it again.
I'm not going to put you on the spot.
We're going to learn it before the Advocate Invitational. I bet you that.
There were some other interesting things that RJ said, though. One of them is that he was told that Memphis has sold 16,000 season tickets.
We had to hit that one.
Well, that is a recruiting pitch.
Look, Ben is looking at us like, they haven't sold 16,000?
Yeah, that's a recruiting
pitch. That's a little bit like an exaggeration, Ben. We're going to go out on a limb and say that one's a little bit of an exaggeration at this point.
We're going to chalk that one up.
We probably better check in, though, here pretty soon with Rudd and with Bowen. It's not 16, but it's probably getting on up there.
It's the last I checked, it was like 9 or 10 or something like that. It ain't going to be 16.
Well, it's coming back from the dead, okay? Don't say 9 or 10 like it's not impressive.
No, it's not.
From where they just were.
It is impressive. And they got...
If that's indeed still the number.
They got what they wanted out of the penny hire, which was the immediate Band-Aid of the season ticket. You know, sales. So I'm not saying it's not impressive, but it ain't 16 damn thousand.
Well, I mean, come on.
When's the last time it was 16,000?
You going to get mad at them because they...
No.
Is it time to call out Mike and Penny to the carpet and say, you guys are saying we sold too many tickets?
It will one day again be 16,000. It just ain't today. But I got no problem with you saying this. Listen, it's a recruiting visit. Say whatever the hell you want.
Hell, we had Espo telling them they were going to play in front of 18,000. If that wasn't an exaggeration... Come on now, that former staff said come play for 18 in front of 18,000.
We did not cease until we ran them out of town.
Had to play like 7 games to get to 18,000.
Espo's also saying, "Hey, we moved up from 158 to 143."
We shouldn't throw Espo on the bus. He's a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show.
He's very classy.
Whatever that was. Whatever the last 2 years of Tubby's of the Memphis basketball era was because of Espo.
Thank God.
Whatever. I don't know what it was.
They wouldn't have been able to field a team.
But it's because of Joe Esposito. But yeah, like I said,
it's an improvement.
When do you think the last time it was at 6? Was it ever 16 under Josh? Did he get to 16,000 under Josh?
Maybe early on.
Early on.
Probably through Cal and early on, and Josh keeps it up and he's got that first big recruiting class. I imagine it probably touched on 16 at some point, or at least right there. You know, 15, 16.
No, it'll get
Remember
there.
Remember, Josh used to say in a lot that they had 16 strong.
Yeah, it'll get there.
You know, at one point. But then he kept saying that toward the end. You were starting to say, well, Josh, I don't think you got 16 anymore.
You're lying
to yourself. That number seemed a little high now.
No, I think there's nothing wrong with telling recruits that you sold 16,000 because, you know, you're going to sell 16,000. They're going to have 16,000 strong in that building pretty much every night if you're decent.
I would imagine so with where this thing's going.
Speaking of which, R.J. Hampton. Like R.J. Hampton got a chance to play pickup with the current team, and he mentioned a very specific player stood out.
I'm going to let you handle this.
Why?
Because he's your favorite high school player. You adopted him.
But he's your nephew.
Excuse me?
He's basically your adopted nephew.
Yeah, but that's not true.
Basically, virtually.
Is it not impressive to hear him go in and he has his choice of the entire team of who to say he was impressed by, and the man says that Tyler Harris was cooking?
Well, it's a good sign.
It's a good sign.
It's a good sign.
Instant offense. That's what he's going
to
bring.
Yep. Now, I would also say that is exactly the setting where Tyler Harris is supposed to thrive and pick up basketball.
You say that every time. Every time I tell you Tyler Harris shined, you say, well, that's where he's supposed to shine.
Well, he is.
If he's shining every time, he's a star.
If he's not shining and pick up basketball, I mean.
No, look. No, did you see the picture that Memphis tweeted out this weekend that had Tatum? We mentioned Tatum was there. We haven't mentioned that Markelle Crawford was also playing pickup with the team. I don't see how that can hurt when you've got an NBA stud in there, Markelle Crawford, to be playing, we hope, for the Hustle and the Grizzlies this year. Did you see that picture? Look who's out front.
Yep.
Look who just looked like they were cooking.
Yep.
Tyler Harris is standing out in front of the line of guys. You have so it looks like a picture that was just shot after Tyler Harris owned the gym. Again, you're right. That's where you're supposed to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
But is it not good to hear these reports of how
great he's been offensive? No, I certainly prefer to hear those over the alternative.
Dude, I heard 31 out of 38 points and a half. Now, that kind of stuff, that's stuff that not even John Martin could do against the White Station sophomore junior that doesn't know who Joe Jackson was. You couldn't even do that to him.
Yes,
okay, what
yes,
Tyler Harris
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
in
I, yeah, no, you couldn't. I could have given
no,
him.
You couldn't.
I did give him the buckets. Like, I gave him all kinds of buckets.
You're playing against kids and make yourself feel better every week. Why don't you tell us some more stories about that? Huh?
Why you put me on Front Street like that?
Because all first hour has been, my TV or something I forgot or some point I missed?
Jason. Somebody burned down my she shed.
Yeah, there you go.
What is that from?
That's real funny, Bennett. Bennett, you've let me down
okay.
Yeah, it goes back to last week, Bennett. You've really showed me a different side of you the last 7, 8 days.
She shed.
What you're capable of.
Somebody burned down my she shed.
Your she shed is up and running. Ain't nobody burned that thing down.
Moving out of the she shed. And I promise you this, 38018. Man gonna have a man cave out in Cordova.
Good. Well,
promise you that.
It's okay? about it's
and maybe something bigger than a 32-inch television. Maybe.
You earned it.
priorities, John.
Hey, somebody said if we were real friends of Jason that you and I would buy...
No, don't say somebody. Richie said it, yes.
My man Richie Trilogy, on Twitter.
Memphis leader in the business community, absolutely.
He said that if we were real friends of Jason, we would buy him a big screen TV for his housewarming party.
Okay, you can buy it. I'll deliver it.
Oh, you'll deliver
it? You got all the money.
Why would you say that?
You're the one over here talking about all your winnings and everything off the freaking Raiders and all that stuff. I know you got some money stored away.
Ben, just wait till we talk about John's new piece. The new chain piece, Flossy.
It is.
And this segment's coming, listeners. We've been teasing to it for a while. Oh, no, it's been made for him. It's amazing.
It's a custom-made piece.
Two Chainz would be proud. The question is, where is John going to wear it? We'll talk about it later in the show.
That's a tease.
Who is this guy?
I don't know him anymore, Ben, and I don't know him anymore.
Either way, RJ Hampton sounds like a very impressive young man and one who may, again, at the end of the day, be deciding between Memphis and Duke.
Let's keep in touch with that family if we can.
Oh, absolutely. Wherever he goes, I'm rooting for him. I think I could say the same for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.